Hi everybody, how's it going? Welcome back to the Haunted Cafe podcast. Today is a new start. We are going to be jumping into more spooky stuff and hopefully in the next couple weeks more creepy horror stuff is going to be coming out. Right now I'm recording on YouTube and Anchor. So for the Anchor people, if you haven't already, go subscribe to the YouTube channel so that way you can see just exactly like what we're doing here. So I already made an announcement on YouTube, but starting today basically, you're gonna get one podcast episode and then you're gonna get one non-podcast episode. And basically what it is that it's gonna be some kind of horror or something. So either me playing a horror game, which I'm not sure, I mean I said I liked it, but at the same time, like, they terrify me. So, I mean, you know, obviously that's what they're supposed to do. But then, so, we have the horror video games. We have horror movies that I'm going to be reacting to. Spooky videos, spooky photos. Just basically anything scary is going to be on the YouTube channel. So, if you like any of that kind of stuff, consider subscribing. And, yeah, hopefully you like it. And then for the YouTube people, if you guys don't really feel like seeing my face, I don't know, but if you don't want to, you can jump onto Anchor or Spotify and you can just listen to the episode on there, okay? So, I don't know if I said this, I probably did. My name is Amber, I'm the host for the evening. Before we get into what we're talking about today, which is the back rooms, I wanted to talk about kind of where I've been for a minute. It's not going to be long, so don't worry. But I wrote a short story book. Yeah. I call it a book just because, like, you know, I want to be proud of it. But it's more of like a short story. It's like 40 pages long, so I don't know what you consider that. Is that short? I mean, I don't know. But but yeah, so I wrote a book. I'm going to call it a book. I wrote a book, it's called No Trespassing. If you search Amazon, I'll leave a link wherever I can, so try go finding it. But I'm gonna give like a brief little explanation about what the book's about, which I'm horrible at, so hopefully it'll make you guys wanna go buy it, if not. But anyway, so basically the main theme of the whole book is urban exploring, and it's like, you know, when you're a kid and you wanna, I mean, I know most of us probably tried breaking into houses. I know we did when we were younger. Probably not a great thing, but we broke into this like old house that was down the street from us. It had all these like horror stories about like this guy that killed his wife and blah blah blah. Well, I basically took like that childhood like exploration and kind of brought it into the story that I wrote. It's basically about this guy named Nathan Mohill who just does like urban exploring all the time. It's kind of like his hobby. He can takes it very seriously, and he's gotten, like, he's gone into basically everything except for this one warehouse that he finds online. Well, he goes to this warehouse, and it's not exactly as it seems. I don't really want to say too much more, but, yeah. So, if that seems any kind of interesting to you, please consider going onto Amazon and checking it out. It's a really interesting book, I mean, for me. For me, I really enjoyed it. Enjoyed writing it and everything. So, yeah. And it's also my first book that I wrote. Like, I've started a crap ton of books. If any writers are out there, you know, like, you start plenty of stories, plenty of, like, you have a crap ton of ideas in your head, but they never, some of them just never see the light of day. Some of them never finish. So, I'm pretty happy that at least one of my ideas has been published, so yeah. Alright, so we're kind of doing these podcast episodes differently from now on. So if you're on YouTube, this is gonna be weird, but if you're on YouTube, you'll actually see like the websites and stuff that I'm getting some of this information from. And then if you're on Anchor, obviously you're just going to hear about it. But yeah, so I thought first we would jump onto Wikipedia, which I know Wikipedia isn't really the greatest source. The Backrooms is an urban legend. It's not exactly like a true story. Maybe. I mean, honestly, it sounds like something that could definitely happen. So I'm not going to say that it's not real. But it's, as of right now, no one's actually said like, I've been in there and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, so let's get started. So The Backrooms is an urban legend and creepypasta describing an endless maze of randomly generated office rooms and other environments. It is characterized by the smell of wet carpet, walls with monochromatic tones of yellow, and buzzing fluorescent lights. Although internet users have expanded upon this concept by creating different levels of the backrooms and entities which inhabit them, which we're going to talk about the different levels and the different entities. The original version came from a two-paragraph 4chan comment on a post asking for unsettling images, where an anonymous user invented a story based on one of the photos. The Backrooms drew comparisons to various other horror trends and media, including the photography of liminal spaces, the SCP Foundation Collaboration Fiction Project, which is like those, basically the same thing as a creepypasta, where they write like all these cases about different creatures. So real quick, I wanted to pop up this photo. So this is a photo that they were talking about shows up on 4chan. I know you can't see it, Anchor, but yeah, I'm gonna read it. So basically it's this yellow room. It almost looks like it has wallpaper that's almost like your grandma's house, you know, but it's just yellow everywhere. The carpets look kind of rough. Yeah, it's honestly a really kind of creepy picture. The little clip says, if you're not careful and you noclip out of reality in the wrong areas, you'll end up in the back rooms, where it's nothing but the stink of old moist carpet and the madness of mono yellow, the endless background noise of fluorescent lights at the maximum hum buzz, and approximately 600 million square miles of randomly segmented empty rooms to be trapped in. God save you if you hear something wandering around nearby, because it sure as hell heard you, which is absolutely terrifying. quick sip. yeah, that's absolutely terrifying because I'm going to play. So they have video games out for this now, and I'm going to play it in the next episode. So stay tuned for that. And it's absolutely terrifying just wandering through, because you never know what's coming up, when it's coming up, and, you know, anything like that. So we're not going to read the levels and stuff for this guy. For this one, we're just going to read the origins and stuff, because they actually have a Backrooms wiki, which literally just has everything that you need to know about the Backrooms. So we're just going to read this little quick thing here, and then we're going to jump to that. So the Backrooms originated from a thread post in the X board of 4chan on May 12th, 2019. So it actually wasn't really that long ago. I thought that happened like, honestly, I thought like 2014. So, the fact that it was 2019 doesn't really seem that far away, but an anonymous user asked for others to post disquieting images that just feel off, which, if you look at any kind of picture, you can kind of tell. Like, maybe we'll do a video about that, like, looking at pictures that just feel slightly off. There, the first photo depicting the Backrooms was uploaded, presenting a slightly tilted image of a yellow colored hallway. I can't talk today. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. another anonymous user commented on the photo with the first story about the Backrooms, claiming that one enters the Backrooms when they noclip out of reality in the wrong areas, which is a video game related term originating from Doom, when a player passes through a physical boundary that would otherwise block their way. So yeah, so basically that explained what no clipping is. It's like 1 minute you're just walking, doing stuff, you know, doing the dishes or just chilling on the couch, and all of a sudden you just drop out of space our space and go to the back rooms. So what's weird about the original like back rooms video or photo is that the location is actually unknown. So like no one knows where exactly this yellow room actually is. No one knows where that's from. They just said that it's it could possibly be edited like online, like, you know, a Blender or something like that, or it's an actual place but no one wants to say where it actually is. All right, so welcome to the Backrooms Wiki. It's not something I created, so I don't know why I said welcome, but yeah, so this is it's basically a fandom wiki. It's so it's not really like, it's not part of Wikipedia, I don't think. It's just like, you know, a fandom. It's where people come and they put all of their like additions to like the back rooms, or they put their additions into it. So this is the main page for it. The first line is honestly really spooky. It says, explore, discover, and document the dark liminal reality known as the back rooms, experiencing dread and isolation as you navigate it. We wish you luck on your travels. If you're not careful and no clip out of reality in the wrong areas, you'll end up in the back rooms, where it's nothing but the stink of old moist carpet and the madness of mono yellow, the endless background noise of fluorescent lights, and the maximum hum buzz, approximately 600 million square miles, randomly segmented empty rooms to be trapped in. God save you if you hear something wandering around nearby, because it sure as hell heard you. Which, I already read that already, but it's the, it was that little bit of text for that first picture. Yeah, so let's go through, let's do the levels first. I see all of this stuff. For some reason, ads just really want to stay popped up. So what it sounds like is that there's the normal levels, basically the ones that are conceived as true, like that they're there, and then there's kind of like sub levels, and then there's ones that are kind of just like goof offs, I guess. So we're gonna go through the normal levels first. Normal levels, diverse in size, security, and safety, are the blueprint of the back rooms. Some levels are homes to sustained communities, while others pose major threats to any life inside them. Many of these levels represent what are known as liminal spaces, evoking an eerie feeling inside the heads of its inhabitants. View some of the levels' photographs as you may enthusiastically point your finger and scream, "This place looks familiar." But we must warn you that the backrooms do not abide by normal Earth laws. Physics is thrown aside for more chaotic anomalies. So what they're basically saying is that, I mean, you know, a small part of that was even saying that communities live there. So like the back rooms isn't always just like an empty space. Sometimes there's like people or creatures living there, which is absolutely terrifying. But if you get, because basically like you no clip out of reality and then you're stuck there. Like I don't really know of a way out. I mean, we'll see if it has a way out, but if not, then it's understandable why people basically like created their people or whatever, create their community there, because they can't get out. So what else are you gonna do? We urge you not to linger in any single level unless there is documentation proving its safety. Levels can change over time or even stop existing. Whenever this happens, a different space will replace the old level, which will cease to exist from this database but can be found in our archives. Remember that our numbers are arbitrary. In most cases, the level's number has no correlation with its level's properties. Please keep this in mind when you ultimately create a new level document on our database. So, basically, like they have level 0, the lobby, but that could disappear and be replaced by something else. So it's not always like those, you know, it's not always those levels. So here are the confirmed levels. The main nine is what they're called. Level zero is the lobby, which is basically the, you know, the yellow monochromatic room. That's basically the stable of the back rooms. Shoot. Oh yeah, okay. Sorry, I thought I wasn't recording. I was like, oh, but yeah, so then we have level zero, the lobby. We have level one, habitable zone, which I'm assuming means that you can live in it. We're gonna go through at least each of the main nine. I don't know if we're gonna make it through all of them. Maybe there'll be a part two for this. So if you like this, let me know. Level two is pipe dreams, which it looks like more industrial and it, you know, has pipes and stuff. Level three is the electrical station. Level four is abandoned office, which I guess that's somehow different than level zero. Level five is the hotel. Level six is lights out, which sounds absolutely terrifying. Level seven is thalassophobia. And level eight, the final eight, or the final one, is the cave system, which that sounds terrifying too. So those are the confirmed nine levels. Then you also have sub-levels, which are often considered the in-between levels. These levels are direct connections to the parent levels, but they lack enough distinguishing qualities to be labeled with its own number. However, because the sub-levels are technically not direct continuations of their parent levels, we've decided this category of levels as a decimal number. So it's like a 1.0, or, you know, many sub-levels continue the theme of their parent level with a different twist, justifying the creation of a separate page. So that's cool. Maybe we'll go through a few of these too if we have time. So the sub-levels of the main nine are level 0.7 is claustrophobia, which I know some people, I mean, I don't know if I'm claustrophobic, but I know a lot of people are. So yeah, that's probably terrifying for people, for a lot of us. Level 1.1 is broken halls. I'm not sure what that means. Level 2.4 is the gated corridors. Level 3.02 is wired industry. Level 4.01 is the subway station. Level 5.1 is blinding lights, which I don't know if that's good or bad, because most of the back rooms look more darker. Like, they look more like anything could be around the corner. So the fact that there's like blinding lights now, it's like, I know that it's blinding, obviously, but wouldn't that be better? Because at least you can maybe see what's coming up before it actually does. I'm not sure. Level 6.1, the snack rooms, which take me there. I like snacks. level 7.1, or I think that's 7.1, or a 7.0. I don't know. It looks weird. Opposite oceans, which that sounds really cool. I don't know what that is, but that sounds pretty interesting. And then level 8.6 is Meriton Caverns. Yeah. So now they have the anonymous levels, which are mysterious in nature. They cannot be fully described with an arbitrary number. Their lack of definite discovery dates makes it extremely difficult for us to firmly label with a specific number. Therefore, they're referred to by symbols, exaggerated numerical values, or their most distinguishing feature. While not necessarily more dangerous, these places generally ignore the rules of normal levels in the back rooms. Sometimes feel like otherworldly dimensions rather than liminal spaces. You have been warned, many of these places will break your sense of reality. So these, honestly, to me, these seem more dangerous. I know it says, well, not necessarily more, but I feel like it is. Because if it breaks the rules of the normal levels, which the normal levels already seem absolutely terrifying. So for them to be breaking those rules, it's like, how? How are you breaking these rules? So the anonymous, I almost forgot how to say that. Anomalous, that's it. It's called the end, which I wonder if it actually is the end. Level run for your life. It just looks like a red room. I'm not sure what it is. The Whisper, which it looks like it's in a forest, which is absolutely kind of terrifying too. There's another one with a really long sequence of numbers. 9223372036854775807. Whew, I almost messed that up. I'm not even sure what that is. It looks like a winding staircase, but at the same time, it's really twisted. Excuse me. Let me take a drink. That was a long sequence of numbers. The next level is recollections, which it looks like the picture shows like a ship or whatever underwater, maybe, or just a hallway with a bunch of water on it. Level 15 is the unascertained, which I'm not sure what that is. I'm gonna call it an E. I don't think it's an actual E. Is your sacrifice, and it looks like absolutely like a destroyed town. So maybe that's like the apocalypse one. Level 11 ? Is the infinite city. So I'm assuming it's a city that just goes on for miles, miles. I'm basically explaining what the title says. I don't know why. I'm pretty sure you get it, but hey. And then the final anomalous level is the torment, which that sounds free too. It looks like we're gonna be going through all of these because I'm actually really curious as to what each of these levels mean. So there's gonna be a couple different videos on this. So yeah. And then it looks like there's a few other ones that don't have like pictures. Oh yeah, see the full list of anomalous levels. So there's more. We have the Manila Room, the Hub, the End, the Beginning, the Hive, the Basement, and the Metro. So that's just a few. All right, so now we know what the levels are. We know the titles of the levels, let's say. So now I wanna go through the normal levels. We're gonna go to level 0 and see what happens. Okay, so now we're at level 0, the lobby. Let's just say we clipped out. I don't wanna clip out, but let's just say we did, and for some reason we have our phone and this is what we're looking at. If you hear a bunch of clicking and stuff, it's rain. It's like thunderstorming outside. Perfect weather for a spooky podcast, if I do say so myself. All right, so level 0, the lobby. Survival difficulty is class 1. It's safe, secure, and minimal entity count, which the game I'm going to be playing next episode is, well, it might be next episode because I feel like we're going to have to go through this more, so it actually might be like another episode. But either way, the game that we're playing is called The Backrooms All Slaying. It's on Rec Room, but this first area, the lobby, they actually have monsters in it, so the game that I'm playing isn't exactly like correct to this that I'm reading now, but it's still a really awesome game. Actually, it terrifies the crap out of me. So anyway, level 0 is seemingly infinite non-linear space resembling the back rooms of an retail outlet. Oh, okay, so it's like a store. I always thought it was an office. Retail outlet, huh? All rooms in level 0 appear to be uniform and share superficial features such as yellowed wallpaper, damp carpet, electrical outlets, and inconsistently placed fluorescent lighting. However, no two rooms within the level are identical. At least you can plug your phone in. The fluorescent lights present in level 0 hum at a constant frequency. The buzzing is notably louder and more obstructive than ordinary fluorescent lights, and the examination of the fixtures to determine the source has been inconclusive thus far. I'm sorry, I can't talk, guys. Secondly, the substance saturating the carpet cannot be consistently identified. It is not water, nor is it safe to consume. So my first thought when I read that was like, it's not safe to consume, is why are you trying to drink it? But if you've been in the back rooms for I don't even know how long, like a couple days, whatever, you're gonna start getting thirsty. So I guess somebody tried it and it didn't work. Linear space in level zero is altered drastically. It is possible to walk in a straight line and return to the starting point and end up in a completely different set of rooms than the ones previously passed. Due to this phenomenon, the visual similarity between each room, consistent navigation of level zero has been proven difficult. So, like, already this first level, you're just like really bad. You have a really bad time trying to find your way through it, which is crazy. Level zero is thought to be entirely devoid of life. To date, no interactions with other wanderers and/or entities during exploration have ever been recorded in the level. So yeah, so the entrance is obviously from no clipping out of bounds in our normal world. There are four currently known methods for exiting level zero, which you still end up in a different level of the back room, so you don't actually seem to leave right away. So a variety of factors will eventually cause the hallways to fade into level one, which I think, I forget what level one was. No clipping through a wall will transport to level negative one. Breaking through the floor may lead to 27. It also may lead out of the void, so that's your best chance is to go through 27. Rarely wandering it far enough in any direction may lead one to the Manila room. Yeah, so with all this information, do you want to still go through? I don't know. I don't want to, but if I had to, then I guess, you know, guess I'm going through the back rooms. All right, so now we're gonna go on to habitable zone. It's survival difficulty class one, which means that it's safe, secure, and minimal entity count. And it's the level one. Level one is the second level of the back rooms. It's confusing, but hey. So level one is a massive warehouse with concrete floors and walls, exposed rebar, dim fluorescent lights placed on the walls, and a low-hanging fog with no discernible source. The fog also coalesces, if that's how you say it, into condensation, forming puddles on the floor in inconsistent areas. Unlike level zero, this level possesses a consistent supply of water and electricity, which allows infinite habitization. Guys, I'm so bad at reading stuff, sorry. By wanderers, providing that appropriate precautions are taken. It is far more expansive, possessing staircases, elevators, isolated rooms, and hallways. The fluorescent lights at any time can flicker and turn off for minutes or even hours. When this occurs, hostile entities may appear. So they only appear if it's like gets dark, which it makes sense, you know. So I maybe they're like not, I was gonna say maybe they're allergic to the light, but maybe it's like their you know, their kryptonite light. Yeah. These entities rarely attack in groups and tend to avoid light. If the lights turn off, it is strongly advised you try and navigate your steps. Try and avoid any strange noises and then find a room. Make sure to bring a light source with you. Scary. Crates of supplies appear and disappear randomly within the level, often containing a mix of vital items. I keep saying itemins. Is it like vitamins and itemins? Yeah, still 6 o'clock in the morning, guys, so I'm not awake. Crates of supplies appear and disappear randomly within the level, often containing a mixture of vital items. Food, almond water, batteries, tarps, weaponry, clothing, and medical supplies, and nonsensical items, assorted car parts, box crayons, used syringes, partially burned paper, live mice in a catatonic state that have been injected with unknown substances, shoelaces, loose change, and bundles of human hair. Although, like, they said, like, nonsensical objects. Like, I know they mean, like, it doesn't really help with survival, but some of that could. I feel bad for the mice, though. But, like, the crayons. Excuse me. The crayons, you could probably draw along the wall to show that you've been there. Like, you know, because how it's a maze. So you just put, like, an X on the wall and then keep going. And then if you go past that X again, that means that somehow along the way you've already been there. So I mean, there is some stuff, some ways of doing stuff, and also it creates a supply, so it actually has food and water. That's why this one's called like the habitable level, because basically you can live there. At least food and water shows up, and weaponry, clothing, basically everything you need for a zombie apocalypse. So, in addition, crude paintings and drawings with no apparent origin or meaning appear on the walls and floors. They are known in a change in appearance and disappear when not in direct line of sight or when unlit. Do you think maybe the entities come from the paintings? That would be kind of a cool thing. The light fixtures within level 1 are prone to flicker and fail in inconsistent intervals. When this occurs, supplies are liable to vanish inexplicably, and hostile entities may appear unexpectedly. So basically, if a light comes off right as you're about to grab a crate, it might actually disappear, which is terrifying, actually. these entities... Yeah, we already read that. Says it is advised to carry a reliable light source and sleep holding whatever items you do not wish to lose. Honestly, though, I keep yawning. Honestly, though, who the heck is gonna want to sleep in here? Like, I don't know if I could. I don't know, though, because I can sleep pretty much, like, anywhere. But that's besides the point. So, level 1 also serves as an entrance to the hub, which is another level. Entities. Beings typically lurk in level 1, especially when the lights are off. Known beings on level 1 include dollars, adult facelings, hounds, skin stealers, and scratchers. I'm assuming skin stealers is kind of like skinwalkers, but maybe it's something different. I was going to go over the entities in this video, but I'm probably going to have to do it in another, because this video I feel like it's gonna go really long, and I don't want it to make it like a really, really, really long video. So we might just go over the 9 levels on this one, and then I might do another video on just the entities themselves. So stick around for that. So they actually have colonies and outposts here. I'm not gonna go through like all of them and like what each of their parts are. We're just gonna go what they are and that's it. So there are currently 8 known colonies and outposts in level 1. Trying to meet up with these guys might be pretty difficult, as the back rooms stretch out for millions of miles. So we have the Raiders, which is a recently discovered group with expected number of 6 to 8 members. Mostly friendly with regular travels and are willing to trade, but will shoot down members of certain groups. Which kind of sounds like the Raiders from Fallout. I mean, they'll automatically shoot you, but there are some Raiders that aren't like, you know, that weren't willing to trade. So base flickers of the backroom colonists. Base flickers. I'm not sure what that is. It's a relatively small base owned by the main group, friendly and willing to trade. They have a population of 25 to 200. Yeah, I'm not gonna read it all because we're gonna be here forever. Republic of level 153. We have the biologists, the orderly republic, guide outpost 03, sanction. Oasis Lyria of the OFSEB. And then, yeah, so that's all of the different, you know, all of the different groups that you could possibly run into on this level 1. I'm going to leave a link to this actual website in the description. So just in case you want to actually go through and read all this, I would love to go through and read all of this with you, but we would have like probably a 2-hour video. This already might be an hour. So it has the entrances is from level 1 has many entrances, ordinary doors in many levels has small chance of leading to the level. You can enter the level by no clipping from level 0. No clip and level 1.5 to enter this level. One can enter this level by switching a lever given by the youngin in level 995. One can also enter this level by entering the correct number on the number pad in 1051. Whew, I would not be able to remember all this. One can exit levels 1 by simply continuing to explore the back rooms. Level 1 usually leads to level 2 or back to level 0. Other methods of exiting the level are as follows. An unlocked door can lead to level 2. The hub can be accessed from this level. From the entrance of level 1, head straight down the corridor and stop at the door. Go through the door and then continue until the end of the corridor. Then double back to the entrance of the level. There should now be a diverging path that goes left or right. Take the left. There will be another divergence. Take the right. Then at the next one, take a left. Take a right. Soon as that path is taken, the path will lead to 2 doors labeled A and B. Take the B door. Upon going to that door, a new room will unlock. Look identical to the last one. Now take the A door. This is the door that leads to the hub. If any of these steps are incorrectly taking a wrong turn or not doubling back, one may end up in a somewhere completely random. That's crazy. If you somehow encounter entity 126 and got caught, there's small chance you will not be killed and be dragged by it to level 6. Jeez. There's so many different things like do this, do that, and it's just terrifying. I'm actually getting kind of chills because it's like if any small little mistake or just in general, like maybe you don't even know about any of this stuff and you're just trying to find your way out. So maybe you start doing the steps correctly and then all of a sudden you take the wrong turn and now you're like, you're screwed. Like what else are you going to do? It's scary, honestly. All right. So now we're on the level 2 pipe dreams. Survival difficulty class is 2, so we have stepped up a little bit. It's unsafe, it's secure, but it has a low entity count. Level 2 consists of long, dim concrete maintenance hallways with steam pipes lining along the walls and ceilings. Doors are rarely found, housing metal shelves and ventilation ducts. So does that mean, okay. The pipes cause the heat in level 2 to reach immense temperatures, reportedly reaching 200 Fahrenheit and higher, boiling any wanderer alive. It is described to be generally more decayed than the previous levels. That's nuts. So any chance that you have, it could just be squashed because of just the temperature itself, not even because of enemies or anything like that. It also said, and it also kind of reminds me of Freddy Krueger, because like the whole boiler room and stuff, that's kind of what this seems to be like. Occasionally, doors can lead to small rooms that may contain machinery that are connected to pipes present throughout the level. Random items that were left by other explorers can be found in the metal shelves due to the insalubrious conditions found in level 2. Roaches and mice are found in the hallways. So I guess I wouldn't eat a roach, but the poor mice, I guess I would if I had to. You know, if you're like desperate enough, even the roaches would become food. Some sections of level 2 are completely devoid of light, while others are only lit up by alternate sources of light, such as flashlights and lamps. A notable humid, musty smell can be found in the areas where the pipes exist, which I think is normal if it's like a pipe system that just hasn't really been messed with. So, Level 2 is far more dangerous than level 1 due to the hazards above and the sheer number of entities inhabiting the level. If you come into contact with a creature in this level, it is advised that you should run immediately as they're incredibly hostile and will kill off most victims. Which is different because, like, level 1, if they saw you, they don't attack in groups. So, as one walks this level, after a few days, the pipes will go farther and farther until one cannot walk any further without suffering severe burns. If one persists at this point, the tunnel will close up behind them and they will be cooked alive. So this doesn't even seem like there's four ways. I was going to say, it doesn't even seem like that there's ways out of this. Known entities that lurk in level 2 are Facelings, Hounds, Smilers, and Scratchers. And the additional entities likely lurk in the level, however. So even, like, there's even unknown entities. The only known way to enter level 2 is via the stairwell in level 1. There, one can find an unlocked door that will lead to here. Which, if I see a stairwell in level 1, I'm not going in it. I know that you're, like, wanting to. Like, you're wanting to get out of level 1, but I don't want to go into level 2. Level 2 sounds rough. And then there are four known ways of exiting level 2. Finding a fire exit in level 2 will transport one to level 3, despite the dangers and risks. Entering an office-style elevator will lead to level 4. No clipping through a corner will rarely lead to 364. That level 3 sounds pretty dangerous, actually, because it says despite the dangers and risks. So, yeah, we're on level 2. So the next one's 3. So let's see what's so dangerous about 3. Level 3 is the electrical station. Survival difficulty is class 4. It's unsafe, unsecure, and a high entity count. So this is the most dangerous one that we've come across so far. It sounds absolutely terrifying. And they say that this is an image of level 3. If I can click on it. This is supposedly an image of a level 3. And it looks absolutely terrifying. It looks like a jail cell, if I'm being really honest. Like, I think they do kind of do this with electrical rooms. Maybe not exactly like this. But I think they do, like, that kind of image for an electrical room. Because they don't want people getting in and getting shocked. So, that honestly might be an electrical area. You know what I mean? Level 3 is an expansive complex of thin brick hallways and electrical machinery. Countless random segmented rooms are present across the level in no particular pattern, as usual. In addition, pipes line the walls and ceilings of this level. These pipes are filled with contaminated almond water, which sometimes leaks onto the floor. Hallways in level 3 are very enclosed and narrow, sometimes even require wanderers to bend, hunch, and crawl through them. It's terrifying. That's like, I know that there's a claustrophobia level, but this almost seems claustrophobic. Like, you know. Rooms containing machinery can be found in many locations of level 3. This results in loud sounds of machinery being heard in certain areas of the level. Some of these rooms are connected by smaller sets of hallways. Most machinery in the level appears to be used to provide energy to an unknown destination, whilst others seem to sustain the steam pipes found in the level. Exposed wire sometimes comes out through the floors, walls, and ceilings as well. And you don't want to touch that, because I'm pretty sure that that's like a way to kill you. You know, especially here in the back rooms. Automated doors can be found throughout the level and will slam shut and lock at random intervals. This seems to happen more often if an entity is present. So they're like even trying to trap you in there. I was going to try and show you that picture, but it's really, you know, small. So it seems like even the level is trying to trap you in with the entities. So the entities that are in here are Hounds, Facelings, Skin Stealers, Stalkers, and male Death Moths, which sound kind of cool. Death Moths are the only known entities to inhabit this level. And it says, due to the nature of the level, colonies and outposts are considered unfeasible to exist. Which makes sense. One, I don't think there's any, like, food or anything like that. Not like the habitable area. So it's basically just, you know, this is, like, the most dangerous place to try and, like, settle down, you know. So there are a few entrances. One can enter level 3 by going through a fire exit on level 2. So don't do that. Entering this level is also possible by drinking blood found in drawers in level 4112. What kind of drawers do they mean? Like undie drawers or like dresser drawers? That's really confusing. I don't know. Dresser drawer. I meant like pulling it open. So I don't know. But no clipping under a table in level 521. In the 521-A section has a 3 that has a 3 written on it. They're so complex. Oh, I would just be screwed in these levels because it's like, do this and then turn around here, go there. No. One of the few safe ways to leave level 3 is through the elevators, which often lead to 4 or 5, which is fine. However, if the elevator is marked with greenery, which it is like plants, it will lead to level 931. Certain extended hallways in this level may lead to level 273. These hallways are identified by a lack of pipes lining the walls and are noticeable decrease in temperature as one traverses in the hallway. There's a generator controlled door that will lead you to either 4 or to the finish zone. Not a finish zone. Not an end. It's a trap. Ooh. See, that's what's terrifying. It's like you think that you did it, you think that you've gone through this, and then you get like, you know, you get screwed over because it's not. Yeah, it's terrifying. Okay, so now we're at level 4, I think. Well, 9, so we're not really halfway there. But, so we're at level 4, the abandoned office area, which the survival difficulty went back down. It's class 1. It's safe, secure, and it's minimal entity count, so that's good. level 4 appears to be an empty office building completely devoid of furniture. Certain rooms in this level have windows, but all should be considered traps and avoided at all costs. I wonder what's outside of the windows. Like, what do you see outside? Is it just, like, fog? Or do you see, like, actual, like, you know, like, trees and stuff like that, parking lot? That's something I don't know. Because of the lack of beings, many wanderers naturally congregate on level 4. Additionally, scattered around the level are water coolers, water fountains, and vending machines containing almond water, which makes collection of the substance much easier. Level 4 is considered to be the best place to meet other wanderers and gather supplies before moving on to later levels. So, entities. Level 4 is mostly devoid of entities. Only hounds and dullers have been reported thus far. And I guess since it's, like, basically one of the most secure ones, or, you know, I'm slowly drifting. Since it's considered, like, one of the most safe ones, the hounds and the dullers must not be too bad. Colonies and outposts, once again, we're not going to go through all of them. There are currently 6 known colonies and outposts in level 4. So it's the BAS, Backrooms Analytical Squadron, I can't talk, Amor Incrementum, TBD, to be determined, Union Base 04, Republic of Level 153, Deniers the Regretters. So, those sound like ones that don't even want to be here. And yeah. So, now you have the entrances and exits. There are 6 currently known methods of entering level 4. One can also get here from level 3 or by following a sign saying office. Going through an orange door in 160 is another form. The door on level 332 has a chance. One can also enter level 4 by punching a hole in the wall in 1398. One can climb into a file cabinet in 329 and appear here. Entering an employees only door on level 30 may lead one here. If you enter level 894 through a secret stairway, you can return here through that same route. What's funny is with the employees only door, I don't know if it's just me being like goody two shoes or whatever, but if I see like an employees only door in the back rooms, I don't know, I feel like I might like avoid that, because like what if, you know, like in real world you're not really supposed to go back there if you're not an employee. So it's like that whole like instilled like, should I, you know, it's yeah, maybe it's just me. There are four currently known ways of exiting level 4. Level 4 has occasional exits that lead to 5 or 6. Most exits take the form of office-style stairways or occasional elevators that lead to 160 or lead back to level 3, which you don't want to go back to level 3. Entering a door with a brass number 6 will lead to 332. And what's crazy about this too is like, you could, let's just say you want to try like the staircase, see what happens. You go down the staircase and it leads to like, let's say level 3, and you don't want to be in level 3. So you turn around, go back up that staircase. There's a chance that you don't go back to level 4. There's a chance that you go straight back to something else. So it's like such a maze, and it's crazy. Doesn't every creepy like story have to have a hotel? Like, I feel like a lot of shit goes down in hotels and we just don't, no one really talks about it. I mean, people talk about it, but you know, we still go to them. So level 5 is the hotel. Survival difficulties class 2, so it's a little bit more dangerous. It's safe, unsafe, it's secure, and it has a low entity count. Level 5 is presumably infinite hotel complex with many rooms and halls. The level itself seems to be constructed in the 1930s with furniture dating back to 1920. There are three main areas in level 5, the main hall, the Beverly room, and the boiler room. So this is supposedly the main hall for the hotel, and it's really pretty actually. Like, if I had to get stuck in any one of these rooms, or maybe this one, just because it does have entities, so you never know what is going to be there. So let's find out what the entities are, and then I'll tell you if I'll stay here. The main hub of this area is the Beverly Room, often referred to as the Eternal Ballroom. The gargantuan room has two doors on the west wall and two doors on the east wall. Each leads to a different area of either the hotel or the boiler. It only contains a small Art Deco table in the center, illuminated by a large chandelier. All the entrances are marked with a small copper sign reading "The Beverly Room," as one might see in the hotel banquet hall. The second area, simply known as the boiler, is a series of large cobwebbed hallways with high ceilings and stained plaster or concrete walls. The area contains many barred-off areas with large pieces of machinery. The long corridors are hot and dry, and the scent of smoke fills the air. Pipes and exhaust valves from the early 20th century line some of the walls. Some of the larger rooms have roaring 20s era furnishings and details. Many have reported the sounds of whispers from large face-like boilers. That's scary. There are currently three reported early 20th century elevators within the boiler, and it is advised to avoid them at all costs. Living statues reside in this part of level 5. Living statues. So if you see one while exploring an area, make sure to get out of there as soon as possible and keep eye contact as you run. Looking away while running can result in being mutilated by one of the statues. It's terrifying. Isn't that something else too? Like, isn't there something else where like, if you stare at it, it doesn't move, but as soon as you look away or something like that, it moves? Let me know down in the comments below, because I'm pretty sure there's something else like that, but even still, it's like terrifying. There's a constant buzz of iridescence whenever traversing this level. People have also reported the sounds of faint big band swing jazz music and distant party chatter. This level is infamous for the mysterious whispering and unseen presence. Some people report something whispering incoherently behind them or tapping their shoulder when they're alone. That, along with the stairs or the face-like wallpaper in the 1920s era machinery, can cause major loss of sanity, which is why one will need almond water to survive this level. Luckily, it can be found from the leaks in the ceiling on this level. Those who have gone and seen here speak of mysterious beasts known as the Beast of Level 5, a tall, scaly humanoid wearing a suit and tie. It's been described having a humanoid body with the head of a cephalopod. I'm not sure what that is. I'll have to look it up. With tentacles around its mouth. People have claimed it has camouflage abilities, and they say its glowing eyes staring at them from wallpaper occasionally. It is unknown if this beast is real or a hallucination, as it doesn't resemble any other entity seen on level 5, and it has only been reported by those with questionable sanity, although reports of it have been very similar descriptions. So basically, this hotel makes you lose your mind, which is also kind of like The Shining and stuff like that. I keep burping, sorry. You're isolated in the middle of a hotel, in the middle of, like, you know, empty hotel, and there's all, like, the swing jazz, there's unknown voices, or, like, the, you know, the party talk. It's definitely, like, The Shining. It gives me a lot of, like, Shining vibes, and it's really scary. Like, I don't know if I would want to stay here, at least not for long. Maybe enough to just, like, explore it and then leave. And then also the freaking statues. Like, you could just be walking down the hall, minding your own business, and then all of a sudden you see one of those statues. And you literally have to, like, stare at it until you get away from it. But what happens, like, let's just say you're in this hallway, and, like, there's, like, a statue somewhere here. When you back up and you go into, like, one of these doors, does it chase you? Or is it, like, done? You know what I mean? Like, it's really hard to, like, figure that out. So, there are actually colonies and outposts on level 5. So, there's two of them. There's the originals, and then there's the backroom colonists. Which makes me wonder, are they, like, crazy? No. But, oh, this is cool. So the originals have set up in the large lobby area of the hotel section. They're a group of people who have been tracked in the back rooms from about 1300s to 1940. They're suspicious of anyone from later or earlier periods and keep to themselves. So that's crazy. The entrances and exits. Entry to level 5 is fairly simple. Just find office style stairway in level 4, which is kind of weird, but why does it have to be an office style? Wouldn't you want, like, a spiral staircase or something fancy? And then the exits. Travel too far in the boiler room to get to level 6, though it's highly recommended to just go back down the stairs. Leaving through the doors will also take you to 161, though unless you already have a good weapon, you shouldn't access this level. Entering a metal door in the boiler room will bring you to 954. No clipping into a corner of a white room in this level has a chance to take you to 4112. If the beasts eat you, you will be teleported to 666. Oh, okay. Exit out of the main lobby door. Exit out of the main door in the lobby to access 5.1. So all of these are very terrifying, like, crazy. All right, so you might hear munching. My cat, my baby. My cat's deciding to eat right when we're talking. So if you hear, like, crunching and stuff, it's just her. She's hungry. So level 6 is lights out. I love how, before we even get into anything, I love how their image is just, like, a black screen, so you know that it is dark. It's unsafe, it's unsecure, it's undetermined entity count. Survival class 4, which is the first time we've seen a 4. I think the highest was maybe 3? I don't remember. But it was pretty, it was, you know, this is the highest that we've seen. So, it just freaks me out. Level 6 says it is an expansive complex of indeterminable size, made of metallic walls, brick floors, and a complex system of pipes. The entirety of Level 6 is shrouded in complete darkness. Thus far, no light source have successfully created any light in the level. Due to the level's darkness, it is not possible to take sufficient photographs of it. So it's literally like that new black that they came up with, the paint, where it's like literally so dark. Like, there's been videos where people make rooms in it, and it's just so dark you can't even see anything. Like, even light sources don't like show anything. So that's pretty cool. Auditory hallucinations are frequently experienced in Level 6, ranging from rushing water to indecipherable voices ringing throughout the piping. It is believed Level 6 may be able to influence one perception of reality, resulting in symptoms of paranormal and derealization. I said paranormal, but I meant paranoid. Despite possessing no known tangible threats, Level 6 is regarded as being one of the most dangerous levels in the backrooms because of its sheer darkness. A significant portion of the wanderers that enter this level permanently lose their sanity or go missing. Scary. Entities may exist in Level 6, but they are unable to be seen due to the complete state of darkness. So this is just like literally the darkest place possible, and you just have to wander through it. I don't know why, but people attempted to make lasting bases in the level, and they failed. Members continuously disappear into the darkness. I don't know why you're trying to make a base camp. I mean, I get bases, but it's not something you want to do permanently, you know? Entrances going through a boiler located within level 5. A rusted door located on 6.1, which leads directly to level 6. Because 6.1 is the sub-level of 6. So we're going to talk about those maybe in another video. So, exits. Tripping on a wire leads to level 6.1. It's worth noting that intentionally tripping on the wire will not trigger this transportation. So you can't even, like, fake it. There's a spiral staircase that takes you down to level 28. Entering a hole will lead you to level 8. And wandering far enough will bring you to level 7. And it says, wait, I think I see a light, a way out. Like, that would honestly trigger me. I'm not terrified at the dark, but I'm uncomfy in the dark. And it's not even because, like, I can't see anything. It's because you don't know what's there. So it's like, it's absolutely terrifying. I'm not sure if I'm saying this level right, but level 7 is Velasophobia. Hopefully I'm saying that right. It's difficulty class 3, so we're taking a step down from the last level. It's unsafe, it's unsecure, and it's moderate entity count. It's the first time we've had a moderate entity count, I think. Level 7 is unique in that it is Level 7 is unique in that it is a vast expanse of water that appears to stretch on endlessly. That's terrifying. Like, look at that. Can you imagine that? I can't. You're stuck in water. That's like another fear of mine. This is really triggering my fears. Nobody thus far has explored level 7 fully, but what is currently known is that the first and potentially only room of level 7 is not flooded and has the usual fluorescent lighting. The room has a thin layer of water on the bottom and is strangely skewed from the rest of the floor. Anonymously, a single door opens to show the surface of the water from a top-down perspective. The room is seemingly rotated horizontally, but gravity still works to keep one's feet on the floor and in the first room. Upon entry, gravity switches to pulling one towards the water is significantly stronger than regular gravity. The water has been reported to be very cold and is generally unadvised to enter it. So basically, like, that seems kind of complicated. It sounds like there's water on the ground in this room, but it's not, like, overflowed. And then once it somehow first the gravity like keeps you on the ground, but then once you enter the room, kind of like shifts to almost knock you out and go in to make you go into the water. So that's creepy. The floor of the ocean is made up of hardened by a thick layer of tar above it. There are several skeletons, including several almost humanoid figures and massive fish. Little else is known about the depth of the waters aside from the endless expanse of tar and bones. This level possesses a significant barrier to future exploration of level 8 and onward. Yeah, because there's nowhere else to go. You're not really supposed to go into the water, so like, what do you do? So there are colonies and outposts on here, which is wild to me. Guide outpost 5, former, pre-abandonment, backroom colonists, outpost 207, the floaters, and the floaters. It sounds like these backroom colonists are in a lot of them, but I guess that they go to like research that backroom, so they're supposed to be, you know, checking everything out. So entrances, 8 known ways to enter at level 7 are wandering far enough in level 6, entering through a wall of water in 534, can't talk, going through a crack in the pool of level 151, jumping from a plane on level A, going into deep sea in level 1045, attempting to drown yourself in a bathtub in level 598, accidentally falling in water in 430, and finding a yellow rubber door in level 1984. Just this one kind of like makes my chest hurt, because if you think about it, like, a lot of people probably try and like end it all for themselves in these back rooms, because it's almost like you can't get out. Like, most of these entrances and exits, we've never found like an outside, you know, a way out. So it's like, it's terrifying, you know what I mean? So, like, attempting to drown yourself just leads to another level. So, like, what if you, like, attempt to hurt yourself some other way? Are you just gonna be put to another level? That's terrifying again. Exits. An underwater-like hole located somewhere in the carpeted ocean will lead to level 8. This was discovered by these users. I can't say their names. A more practical way of exiting is through a double-sided door with a no exit sign. This leads back to level 4. Certain locations under the water of the area may lead to 37. Entering deep into the ocean of this level may lead to the coast of 1045. I'm curious what 1045 is, but we'll have to go through, go through it later. Now we're on to the very last level that we're going to cover. It's the level 9 of the main level systems of the back rooms. It's in the main 9, basically. And of course, it's like the most dangerous one. I kind of figured it was because it's in a cave. It's the cave system. And just this picture, we actually went into a cave system when we went on a trip. I don't even know. It was in like Virginia or something. But like, you walk down there and it's actually, if there weren't man-made lights there, it would be pretty dark. It would actually be like pitch dark. So it would be like that other level. What was it? 6, I think. I don't know. But it would be very scary to try and wander. Also really dangerous too, because like, a lot of the stalagmites or whatever they are, you trip on that, you might actually hurt yourself. So let's go through this last level. So it's survival difficulty is class 5, which is the most dangerous once again. It's unsafe, unsecure, and it has an entity infestation. Great. I don't know what I did with my face, but level 8 is an expansive cave system infamous for the numerous spider-like entities which inhabit it. I couldn't do this. I would die. I would die so easily getting eaten by a spider. So yeah, all those spiders, those spider-like entities which inhabit it, that's terrifying already for me. I hate spiders. Only a few light sources can be found randomly throughout the ceilings of these caves, though these too will go dark after only a few minutes of exposure, making exploration of this level extremely difficult and dangerous. In addition to the low visibility, loud sounds are known to echo throughout the level and attract large swarms of spiders to the source. The majority of this level is cramped and filled with jagged stalagmites and stalactites. I think that's how you say it. That make linear progress impossible, though some larger cave systems have been documented deep within that could serve as an outpost locations in the future. Other areas of interest have been documented, though many remain in an unknown secret majority of to the majority of the wanderers. So basically, it's just like, it's a very hard place to locate, because like I said, the stalagmites, so you could trip on one, and these cave spiders are freaking crazy. You know, you just have to be very cautious. They do have outposts, which is crazy, which is the World Eaters, and then the Backroom Colonists, which they're basically everywhere. Level 8 is inhabited by a lot of different species of spiders. Explorers can find all the way from the small brown and venomous spiders to king spiders. While some of them rely on their nests and on their venom to survive, other species don't have venom and are generally just members of the nest. Although it is advised to avoid every form of life present on the level. There are many nests that the spiders made, mostly inhabited by the small spiders or the massive king and queen spiders. King spiders of these colonies are fortunately not venomous, but the queen spiders are highly venomous. Most die within minutes of a queen spider bite. Although this is just speculation, as human exploration of this level is currently impossible. Yeah. There's also death pools. Large clear pools can be found in the dead ends of the cave. These pools are highly dangerous, as anything that enters them gets torn apart and dragged down by a humanoid tar black hands. Another type of nest found in level 8 houses Franken spiders, a dangerous mutilated spider that regenerates through a gland found in its chest cavity. Certain areas of the cave have what is presumed to be almond water dripping from the stalactites on the ceiling. Honestly, I don't know if I'm wondering anything from this level. It sounds absolutely terrifying. Look for a hole in level 6 and then entrance. Look for a hole in level 6 or at the bottom of the water in level 7. Most common way to enter this level is by finding entrances through level 7, but there are numerous entrances throughout the level of the back rooms. But there are numerous entrances throughout the levels. Exits. Trip and fall will get you transported to level 9, but you will also have an extremely low chance to be transported to level 153. All reported cases who got out of level 8 this way were by accident, so it's not certain whether falling intentionally will work or not. If you found a black doll, play with it for a while to be transported to 7453. All I can just imagine is some like grown ass man sitting there playing with a doll, like, and then just like transports. What if you thought that the doll, or what if you thought that something was a doll, so you're like playing with it and it's just like one of the baby spiders? I don't like that. That's terrifying. Hi, so I'm just gonna jump in here real quick. I did do a outro for this video, but honestly I didn't like it, so this is me a couple days in the future after basically editing the whole entire thing, jumping in here to just do another one. So honestly, like, going through the Backrooms wiki and just seeing what is actually in each level, it's pretty interesting, the stories that they tell. Each room is a different thing, a different theme, and it's a really interesting thing. Like, I'm not gonna call it fake, because honestly, like, no, obviously there's no proof, and obviously it was made up by someone on 4chan, but you never know if the Backrooms could actually be a real thing. Maybe it's not necessarily called the Backrooms, but maybe it's like something else that just hasn't been discovered yet.
Like, I mean, you know, it's possible with the whole alternate dimensions and stuff like that. So obviously these ones were just a lot of other, you know, people taking liberties and creating these awesome stories and awesome rooms. But it also makes you think, like, what else could possibly be out there? But yeah, and sorry for saying terrifying so many times. I'm sitting here editing this and saying terrifying, at least I had to have said it at least 13 times. We could probably definitely have a drinking game for how many times I said terrifying. But yeah, so sorry if this video was one, it was really long, but sorry if it was a little awkward, I'll say. It was the first one that I did after the break. And honestly, I just wasn't sure exactly what kind of direction I wanted to go in. Hopefully it was still interesting and entertaining. And yeah, so thank you guys for watching. Please be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and tune in next week for some more scary content. I will catch you guys later.